Well, you know what? We have so many fans that anytime we go into a different city, or certainly a different country, we always ask the radio station or the newspaper if they have questions that people have written in or called in to ask about. So I think we had some questions that some of you wanted to know. Maybe some of you are out there, or maybe you just called in. But these are questions the radio station, I think, mostly sent over. It says, do you have any advice for someone trying to get in show business? Well, yeah, I would suggest that you believe in yourself. You have to work hard, keep your sense of humor, and keep your day job. But I think if you believe in yourself, you work hard enough, dreams can certainly come true. I'm a good example of that, and this would be a good time for me to thank you very much for letting me see my little childhood dreams come true. This is what I always wanted to do as a little girl, was to sing and write my songs and go to Nashville and eventually get a chance to travel all over the world to have people enjoy the music that I've written. And I don't know how many people in this world get to see their real dreams come true, but thank God and you, I've been able to do that. So thank you so much. This is fun getting to be up here. Let's see. Number two, is it true that a rich Arabian man offered you $5 million to spend the weekend with him? That sounds good. Now, do you think if that was really true, that I'd be telling it? Now, excuse me while I shake the sand out of my shorts. Not true. I read that too a long time ago. That came out in the paper. I don't think I would do a thing like that, but that's a lot of money. Do I have any real regrets? Well, I only regret getting caught in a few things that I really have no regrets about. But I think most of us are guilty of that. But truly, I've learned something from every experience in my life, good and bad. I don't think you can turn back and change things. I think you just do what you do and learn from it and move on. Kind of like the song, you better eat the living. Anyway, so I don't really have any true regrets. Have you ever had plastic surgery? Next question. If I see something dragging, bagging, or sagging, I'm going to get it nipped, tucked, or something. Whatever it takes. The only thing real about me is my heart. I don't think it's plastic. I'm going to have one day. Not today. Let's see. I'm getting the wrong way set. Are you offended by all the dumb blonde jokes? No, because I know I'm not dumb, and I know I'm not blonde. I think that was it. Oh, I saw one said six before I got my papers mixed up. Oh, yeah, number six. What do you want people to say about you 100 years from now? I want them to say, dang, she looks good for her age. Did you have plastic surgery? anyway, I think that's it. There were six of them on there. Thank you so much. Anyway, I'm going to go over here to my piano and sing another song that I wrote for the Backless Barbie CD. And it's one of my favorite songs because I always loved Hank Williams. I always wanted to put his name in a song, although this is not his song, but I did get to mention him. So I hope you'll enjoy this one. Hey, Richard, why don't you and the girls come down and kind of help me out? We'll pretend like we're in a supper club or something. Yeah. Oh, it's nice back here. It's called The Lonesomes. Are we ready?